All right. Funny thing just happened. I thought I'd share it with you before I begin reading this. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 6. A very common passage for all of us, but I think it's sometimes it's good to revisit familiar passages. Dan reread Psalm 86. At least that's what he thinks, and I think he's right. And that's okay because that's a great thing to do sometimes to revisit familiar passages like that. Now we don't have a lot of time, but I do want to share this little story. That last song, 10,000 Angels, that third verse always causes my wife to weep a little bit, to cry a little bit, and so that was the case this time. Just as it moves her so. And as she was doing that, Caroline noticed, and at least if I'm interpreting this correctly, she noticed it and started crying herself. And it was rather, I'm not sure how to put it. It's very sweet, very adorable, and I love that there's that bond and that empathy between mother and daughter. But as we go on, let's go ahead and read this particular passage here. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, and the body of sin, and that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. So we often like to focus on the first couple of verses here, verses 3 and 4. Particularly whenever we're discussing the topic of baptism with someone and the necessity of baptism, how the importance of baptism for all of us as people who believe and want to follow Christ and want to obey Christ and want to become a Christian, we stress the idea of baptism here because the Bible stresses the idea of baptism and the world doesn't. At least the religious world doesn't stress the idea of baptism. And so we do that. We focus on that quite a bit. And so, this morning we talked about the idea of turning over a new leaf. How Jacob, he went from someone who was a liar, a cheat, someone who was essentially stealing, and he made a change. He made a change. He then believed in God and had a change. Now, he saw God in a vision in order to make that change. But remember John chapter 20, when Thomas finally sees the risen Lord and he says, "Lord, I see, now I believe." And then Jesus said, "More blessed are those who believe without having seen than those who have seen and believed." So all of us who live today are those who believe, assuming that you're watching this and you're a believer. All of us are believers who haven't seen. We haven't seen the risen Lord. We haven't seen the vision that Jacob had seen. We only have what's written here in the scriptures. Paul had seen a vision. The one who wrote this had seen a vision of the risen Lord visiting him on the road to Damascus. And so they see this, and so they believe. And more blessed are we who believe and yet haven't seen. And so we do this, and we believe, we understand that, and then we make that change. We make the change from being liars, cheats, thieves, to being honest and giving instead of taking, as Sam had read from Ephesians chapter 4 a few weeks ago. So let him whose soul steal no longer, as Paul writes there. And here we see that that's exactly what we are supposed to do. When we are baptized, we have put to death that old man. And so we often read verses 3 and 4, but whenever, especially whenever I'm in a Bible study with someone looking at this verse, I always like to go on and read verses 5 and 6 because it is so important for us. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, which you just talked about, when we are when we repent, we put to death the old man, and we are united together in the likeness of his death. Again, a similar situation to his death, where we die spiritually, we die to our old man spiritually. Jesus died for real on the cross. In the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. So in the same way, as he is crucified, right? He was crucified, he was buried, we too are buried in water. And he was raised from the grave. And then we too are raised to walk in newness of life, raised in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, and here we go, that old man was crucified with him. We've put to death that old man and its members. It is gone. It is something we should no longer need to pay attention to, no longer need to dredge up. And yet, how often do we do that? You know, again, this morning, particularly in our Bible class, we talked about Judas and how Judas is the, how similar to Judas are we? Where Christ has done so much for us, brought us back to life so that we are that new man. And yet, how often do we betray him when we sin, when we fail? Are we any better than Judas? Well, we see here in this particular passage that we need to put to death that old man, not dredge it up any further, not dredge it up any longer. And then Paul goes on in Romans chapter 6, talking about being a slave to sin, and to whom you present your members to obey, you are a slave to that thing. And if you present your members, your body to sin, then you are a slave to sin. You know, we're a slave to somebody, whether it be sin or righteousness, whether it be to the devil or to the Lord. Everybody is. Might as well, and I know this is kind of a glib way to look at it, but might as well be a slave to the one who loves you. The devil doesn't love you. He doesn't care about you. He only wants you to get back out of spite, to get back at God. But God loves you. He loves you so much, he sent his son to die on the cross for you. As we've read about in this passage, he was crucified on that cross for you, for me, for all of us, so that he can take the penalty of our sin. And so when we are baptized, we are made together, put together in the likeness of his death, buried, raised to walk in newness of life. We become that new man, no longer a slave of sin, but a slave to righteousness. Let's not dredge up that old man. Let's put it to death and put it to death for good. It's not going to be easy. Sometimes it rears its ugly head from time to time, and we need to stamp it back down. I encourage you to do that today. You know, we offer that invitation every time. Every time we gather virtually or in person, to obey the gospel. In a few moments, you'll see on the screen instructions on how you can do that, how you can contact us so that you can obey that gospel. And let me tell you, it is such an important thing for us to be able to do. We are, you can contact us, let us know if you want to study more about this, if you want to, if you're local, we can help you to be baptized. If you are not local, we can find someone in the area that you're in to help you with that. And if you are a Christian and you've let that old man come up inside of you more often than you should, then I encourage you to repent. Let us know about that so we can pray for you. Now is the time. It's always the time to obey God and to do as he says, to make things right with him. I encourage you to do that this evening. Please let us know if you have a need as we sing this